It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. An astute listener sent the following email. Several times each day, I hear sponsorships for items from the Ohio State House News Bureau and would like to know what stories are coming from that source. I have been unable to identify any stories that seem to be Ohio State House stories. Am I missing something? We wrote back explaining that WEKU and some other Kentucky public radio stations have an agreement with the Ohio Public Radio State House Bureau to share stories when appropriate. As part of that deal, we have agreed to broadcast a specified number of underwriting announcements for them every week. Although we have not recently aired any Ohio stories under this agreement, the decision to continue that arrangement or not will be made after a new news director has been hired. Along with a recent donation from Denise and Ken in Georgetown, we received the following comments. We were 30 years moving around with the military and proudly sponsored the local NPR stations with each new location, from Fairbanks, Alaska to Tampa, Florida. We are now settled in Georgetown and are happy we found WEKU, and we love the programming. A Lexington listener, choosing to remain anonymous, commented that he listens to WEKU's daytime talk shows as well as classical music on 102.1, but he would like to hear more from the BBC during overnight hours. Well, we would love to hear your feedback and share it on the air. You can email your comments to weku at eku.edu, leave a comment on our comment line or Facebook, or even tweet it. The comment line is 859-622-1657. As you may know, we're getting ready for the annual spring fun drive, so please feel free to pass along your comment with your contribution. That email again, weku at eku.edu. The comment line, 859-622-1657. Then be sure to tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.